everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. It's now time for us to restore Christian America.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the live broadcast. It's the 6th of May, 2012, and it's 3 p.m. Central Time. My name is David Stovenel, and I'm going to make a kind of a follow-on from the rebroadcast we were just listening to for the listeners that have carried over from the last hour of broadcasting about the concern that Chris Hinckley has about corporate psychopathy, because that is such an important topic that he was talking about there. And for those of you that do listen to my broadcast and comment, I want to thank each and every one of you. And as you know, I always offer the most excellent advice that Jesus gives us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, take heed that no man deceive you. And so that's the way I always begin my broadcast, because we are in a time of near universal deceit now. So it's really important that we identify and isolate the neurotic psychopaths that are attempting to take over the world and lead the world, and then leave no room for the rest of us that have a conscience and morals. Anyway, I always try to hope that my listeners that are not traveling, all right, anyone that is at their desk, will have a pen and piece of paper to jot down different word searches, because I'm totally 100% convinced that the neurotic psychopath that is leading the effort, in other words, the chief executive officer that rules over the other chief executive officers, either by direct or indirect influence, is Prince Charles Windsor behind the scenes, and more so, Elizabeth Windsor is still out front in when she opens Parliament and puts and sets everything in motion every time that Parliament is opened. But as for word search items, you know, this is the 6th of May, and last Tuesday, of course, was the 1st of May, which was an anniversary date of the establishment of a secret society that is still talked about today called the Illuminati, that was founded in Bavaria, Germany, by Adam Weishaupt. And the significance of that is that it's a challenge for me, it's a profound challenge for me to try to locate the links that are compelling enough to convince you that Charles Windsor is carrying over and carrying onward the nefarious, occultic, demonic work that Adam Weishaupt organized into an effective organization back in the year 1776. So, at my website, genuinechristianitynow.com, which all of my listeners should know by heart by now, there are two areas that I want you to jot down in terms of word searching later. The Clinton Global Initiative, that's one heading, and in that subheading there are two items, CGI membership and Clinton Global Initiative. I will be back after the breaks to go into greater detail on this.
And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. And she said, hello, country bumpkin.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
It's all right, I know it's right, and the songbirds are singing like they know the score.
Back to Restoring Christian America.
Welcome back once again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Now, anyway, I was saying under that subheading, Clinton Global Initiative, there is a heading within that. There's a button titled the Clinton Global Initiative. And I really encourage each and every one of you to read that, because that displays an analysis of the movie America, the Russified spelling. And in the movie America, there is one of the parts, and it is posted on my website. You can see them there at genuinechristianitynow.com in several different parts. But in one part, I think it's part 10, it displays in there an assimilated type of attack that was much like the attack that took place at Waco, Texas, a little over 19 years ago. But first reading the Clinton Global Initiative to get that author's analysis of the 14.5-hour made-for-television miniseries is essential in order to understand the long-held dream of the British Fabian Socialists, under the power and authority of the British sovereign, of course, of their long-held dream to crush America and force us under their will. And of course, they use the Soviet Union as the proxy that is written into that movie. And this is a made-for-TV movie from 1987. So please, read the Clinton Global Initiative and then go through that mini-series at an occasion where you can afford. It's 14 and a half hours total. It's well worth it, so you'll be able to analyze things when you see them more clearly. Not saying that you don't now, because I know each and every one of you do, but this brings the clarity there that's necessary to know who is at the source of this. In other words, the chief executive officer, and it being the British sovereign and her son, Prince Charles. But anyway, to move along here, under another subheading, Occult Crown Fraud, there's a heading titled Green Prince's Mayday Message. Now, I don't want you to click on that now, but please do so after the broadcast. This will be only a one-hour broadcast from now on. I've cut back to 1 hour for several different reasons. But anyway, there is also another button under the subheading Occult Crown Fraud titled Prince's Mayday Network. And once again, the Illuminati was established on May Day, which is an occult, mostly occultic pagan ceremony where in different nations before the Christian era, there were human sacrifices in many of the different nations that are now considered to be Western nations on May Day, as well as in April at other events, but that's another subject for another day. But at the Wikipedia entry for the Prince's May Day Network, it says this. The Prince's May Day Network is a group of businesses committed to taking action on climate change. Now, we've heard that before, haven't we, ladies and gentlemen? On climate change, and was founded by HRH, the Prince of Wales, in 2007. The network is convened by business in the community, and over 3,500 businesses have signed up to date. The May Day name is derived from the May Day distress signal and was chosen deliberately to communicate the urgency of the climate change message. Now, we all know about East Anglia and the fraudulent reports that were leaked out, the fraudulent cooked scientific data that was not accurate, that was leaked out just before the big 2009 COP15 confab there that, of course, Prince Charles initiated all that. But anyway, in this Prince's May Day Network page on Wikipedia, it has the business in the community is linked. And lo and behold, you can click on that at your leisure, and you will notice that it says this at the Wikipedia entry. Business in the Community, BITC, is a British business community outreach charity promoting responsible business, CSR, corporate responsibility, and is one of the Prince's charities of Charles, Prince of Wales. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, Charles Windsor has been primarily in the shadows behind the backs of everyone that have been trying to confront all the wickedness of the day, as, for example, the siege against Waco, Texas 19 years ago, and still trying to understand how that could have taken place if there was a chief executive officer. Obviously, that chief executive officer, if he were a Christian, he would have not allowed that attack to take place and that Holocaust to ultimately occur. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, the connections are here for you to locate at any time that you care to. But the source of the information that you can find most condensed and the most material that points toward Charles Windsor as being public enemy number one in terms of green fascist activity to try to force you off of your private property and ultimately force you out of your life if you do not acquiesce to this fascist system that he is developing largely behind the scenes. That's why I titled this column of articles Occult Crown Fraud. Once again, occult crown fraud. You would want to write that down so you can look at that at your convenience. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Now, I'm going to move along to one other thing now, because it is so important that although the Waco Holocaust happened 19 years ago, it's more important that we, each and every one of us, as heartbreaking as it is to review, it's important that we review what did actually happen there and who does bear the responsibility, because as time goes along, there are people that are completely committed to discovering exactly what machinery, what political machinery was put into place in order that that tragedy could have ever went to the stage of escalation that it did. Because, for example, Leslie Kahn, a.k.a. Leslie Clark, Janet Reno, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, none of these people spoke out to stop this. If you remember back, none of them. All of these Democrats were basically acquiescing with their silence as the escalation took place until April 19th, 1993. Now, there was a congressional investigation, and there were people that did a lot of expressions of concerns, and some investigating did take place, but the people that were investigated in Congress from the FBI primarily just held the position that no matter what they did, it was the right thing to do because they were the FBI, except there were some outstanding examples, such as Frederick Whitehurst, who basically said that he could not acquiesce. And so he was one of the outstanding examples of what more men must do. And we must do it very rapidly. We must withdraw our consent from the proxy serial mass murderers that are attempting to take over our nation and attempting to take over the world. But you must be, you know, it's necessary for the reminder that these were Democrats that were in the leadership positions when this terrible, tragic event took place. And one factor, obviously, is that this displays for all the world to see, for those people that understand how it could be that the moral conscience of the Democrat Party could be at such a low point that this would have moved forward and allowed to happen. This displays for all the world to see how corrupted the Democrat Party was already in 1993, all right, 20 years ago. Now, 19 years ago, there have been people that, for example, like Linda Thompson, that was persistent until she was allegedly murdered. There have been people that have stayed on this and will continue to stay on this. But the reason I'm bringing this up to you is to encourage each and every one of you to review a two-part video that is on the internet, and many of you undoubtedly have already watched it at least once. But I'm encouraging you to watch it again, because until this criminal activity is seen for what it is and repudiated by a large enough number of people, and a large enough number of people withdraw their consent from the Democrats, it will continue. It's up to us to stop it. I'll be back after the break.
And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. And she said, hello, country bumpkin.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
It's all right, I know it's right, and the songbirds are singing like they know the score, and I'll love you like never before.
Now back to Restoring Christian America.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for staying with me on this. Now, as I was about to say before the break came along there, I'm encouraging you to word search Waco, A New Revelation, and that's a video that was produced well after the event itself. It was somewhere around 1999, I think, is when it was finally produced. But see, the thing is after the congressional investigation, there was a hold on all of the information for a full 5 years before any reporters were allowed to view the material and look into the matter more deeply. So, and this is an ages-old method of operation that the British royal gangsters have used successfully for centuries, to where they do an atrocity, or they perpetrate an atrocity through some of their subordinates, and then after the atrocity occurs, then there's an immediate outrage, and then there is a delaying tactic through legalism and through hearings that are essentially cover-ups. So it would be called in intelligence, it's called a limited hangout. That's the title of what that is. It just it's to delay things so that people do not know exactly what did happen, and they still understand it was tragic, but oh well, and it had to happen because it's our government and they're the good guys. And so that's what the public is left with whenever this happens, no matter what government it has been, and that stretches back through history, where the government then essentially is elevated to the status of the sovereign over the people if the people do not pay attention and keep their attention and keep other people's attention to something that is this massive of criminal activity against the people. And I mentioned the name Leslie Clark, who arrogantly ran for president after this happened. It was Leslie Clark that was responsible for the release of the tanks that broke the law. This is felony criminal activity we're talking about here, that broke the law and released the tanks against the American people at Waco, Texas, that broke the Posse Comitatus prohibition against the military, any military machinery being released against the American people. So the Democrat gangsters have been very violent and very fierce for a very long time. And myself, I did not think that there would be over 10 people that would vote Democrat the second time that Bill Clinton campaigned for office. But I did receive a rude surprise. It seems that there is a contingent within America that, for some reason, not only acquiesces to, but enjoys to see Christians tortured and murdered to death by government. But this is what we must stand against, and the way to stand against it is not violent. It's just a matter of you, when you realize how important this is, after you look at especially the Democrats like Charlie Rangel and Chuck Schumer from New York, and Charlie Rangel, I think he is from Michigan, the arrogance they display during these hearings and the insensitivity. I would clearly describe and define these people, along with Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Janet Reno, and the people that were like Bob Ricks and others like that, as being the type of people that Chris Hinckley was describing the hour before my broadcast began, in that they are executive psychopaths. They're proxy serial mass murderers. Proxy means in place of, or someone else in place of a person's actions on their behalf. So they're proxy serial mass murderers, and as soon as a large enough number of people articulate that fact and withdraw consent, because you see, ladies and gentlemen, there's an election coming up again now, and there are more political parties than just the Democrat Party or just the Republican Party. And I'm not a party member. I don't belong to the Libertarian Party, for example, or the Constitution Party, but I would vote for either one of them before I would ever consider voting for a Democrat again. And the only reason that I would consider voting for a Republican again would be if I decide to vote for Ron Paul, if he decides to continue being a Republican. There is no other Republican that, in my opinion, is qualified to manage our executive office at this time. 1-800-313-9443. Be back after the bottom of the hour break.
And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's all right. I know it's right. And the songbirds are singing, letting know the score. And I love you like never before.
Now back to Restoring Christian America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Now, before I go through this email I received that has links to the new video about Waco, A New Revelation, I'm going to just say something here in order to connect some dots that, for me, once they were connected, it was extremely helpful in me interpreting news and understanding who the good guys were and who the bad guys were. And it's really a very subtle thing, but Billy Graham was married at night over a full moon on Friday the 13th at night in 1943. That is a fact. Now, I'm saying that just to say this. I'm not saying that makes Billy Graham a vampire or anything. I'm just saying that that is highly unusual for a man that alleges to be a Christian and is worldwide recognized as a Christian leader to get married at night on Friday the 13th. And it was the only Friday the 13th of that entire year. So anyway, what does that have to do with what I'm talking about? Well, on my website, as you know, on genuinechristianitynow.com, I have the subheading, Occult Crown fraud. And what we are doing is we are policing, we are investigating occultists. We are learning their strategies. We are learning their tactics. We are reporting on them. We are reporting them to proper law enforcement officials. And one has just recently been arrested and charged with eight different counts. The indictment read eight different counts. But anyway, I'm going to get along with this email now, because this will describe why I mentioned that about Billy Graham. All right, this is an email titled "New Videos About Waco and Linda Thompson." Many thanks for your email and links here. I will pass it on. Although the event has long since passed, like you, I feel it is still relevant. Years ago, I viewed most of U.S. lawyer Linda Thompson's eye-opening videos produced by the American Justice Federation that she founded. So thanks anyway. She had a huge effect exposing corruption in the U.S. government, not only the events at Waco, and was instrumental in 1994 with former Republican William Dannemeyer enlisting 24 people at the time that apparently committed suicide, but which she alleged had been murdered by Bill and Hillary Clinton. And then it's in parentheses, since then many more have been added to the list. Google Clinton body count, end of parenthesis. And she also exposed the construction of the vast network of FEMA concentration camps being built across America, parenthesis again, all now completed, ready for the soon-coming martial law and police state, end of parenthesis. In summary, in my opinion, she was one of the greatest and most courageous American women that have ever lived. Unfortunately, she was vehemently hated by the mafia running the U.S. government in Washington, D.C., CIA, and most particularly Bill and Hillary Clinton. About 10 years ago, I heard they tried to kill her near her office, but were largely unsuccessful, only wounding her. So thought this evening I would try and find out what actually happened to her. I did. Clearly, she was murdered in 2009. I suspect on orders of Bill and Hillary Clinton, in parentheses once again. Although the U.S. intelligence agencies have censored just about everything about her on the web of any value now, I did find out a little bit that the idiots missed. If you Google search, and then there's a Google link there, you will see the answer to the question, how old is Linda Thompson? Answer, Linda Thompson died on May 10th, 2009. She was 56 years and 14 days old when she died. If you then click on the blue Wikipedia word taking you to the reference for their statement, and then go to the subsection on the Wikipedia site from which they have extracted their reference information titled Latest Update, you will see that all reference to her age and the date she died is now removed and replaced with, quote, Thompson's untimely death was listed a suicide, end of quote. If you read carefully, it is clear the whole Wikipedia site about her has been played around with and largely censored by U.S. intelligence agencies. So then, how do I absolutely know that she did not commit suicide but was murdered under direct orders of the Clintons without any further evidence whatsoever? Well, quite simple, really. In high-level witchcraft, Freemasonry, and Satanism, they always, as a general rule, murder their victims on either a full moon or new moon, because this is when they believe the vibrations of the moon are greatest. Yes, I know they are idiots, can't help themselves, really. Now, virtually all the people that the U.S. government claims to have committed suicide associated with the Clintons were all clearly executed on either the new moon or full moon. Just a few well-known examples associated with the Clintons are Dan Casolaro, died August 10, 1991. New moon, August 10, 1991. Victor Reiser and Son died July 30, 1992. New moon, July 29, 1992. W. Barkley, B. Hassey, S. Reynolds, T. Zabel, Clinton bodyguards, died May 19th, 1993, new moon May 21st, 1993. I think there's a possible error there, but I don't know. I think that should be April 19th. Vince Foster Jr. died July 20th, 1993, new moon July 19th, 1993. Kathy Ferguson died May 11th, 1994, new moon May 10th, 1994. Ken Ivas, Don Henry, found out about Clinton's drug dealing shipments being brought into the U.S. at Mena Airport, Arkansas, from South America, died August 23rd, 1987. New moon, August 24th, 1987. I could go on and on and on, but won't for the sake of time. So then, when did Linda Thompson die? May 10th, 2009. Full moon, May 9th, 2009. Linda Thompson was murdered. Want to know more? Better to ask Hillary Clinton, U.S. Secretary of State. She knows. Also, although not widely known by Americans, New Zealand's Special Air Service troops were in the black helicopters that were involved in the operation in murdering the Branch Davidians at Waco. So that was an international attack against Americans there. That was not just homegrown federal government operatives. And, of course, there were congressmen and there were FBI agents that were called in to testify that lied about Delta Force and denying that Delta Force was there. But it was proven over and over that Delta Force snipers were there. And so this is something that I very, very highly encourage each and every one of you to view again as a review, as I know all of you have seen so much of this that care about life here in America and care about restoring Christianity here at America and righteousness and decency and punishment of the wicked so that the righteous can live in peace. So this two-part movie is, In my opinion, at this time of the year, 19 years and days, and some days after the event, Waco, a new revelation. Once again, if you want to write that down and watch it after the broadcast or just remember whatever, Waco, a new revelation. Well, and I did watch that just this morning as a refresher so that I wouldn't, I would be able to articulate clearly in there the material about all of the lies that the people that work for the federal government, whether they be the agents from the BATF, or the FBI. It seems that the lie is becoming more resurgent as time goes along, and the only way that it can grow is if we do not confront the lie through confronting the liars, of course. You know, the lie gets carried around inside of the bodies of the wicked. So, anyway, that being said and that being encouraged, Waco, a new revelation, I'm going to move along to something else now because this is another upcoming event, and it's scheduled for just about a month away from now. Now, in past broadcasts, I've already announced of how Elizabeth Windsor II has been the chief executive officer over the West for coming up on 60 years. This is the 60-year celebration of her dictatorship, of her West, of her rulership over the Western nations and her infiltration into the Eastern nations as well and the Middle Eastern nations. Well, early next month will be the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations, and they'll be on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of June, and there will be a 1,000-plus boat flotilla on the Thames River, and Thames is spelled T-H-A-M-E-S, and the River Thames that cuts through London is named after the Babylonian devil Tammuz, T-A-M-M-U-Z. You can research that and look that up and find that for yourself. London is named after an ancient killer, an ancient warrior god killer named Lud. So these things are there for anybody to research, and but they are all important for us because these people are in their final push. Now that they are apostate, they have no regard or no consideration for anyone other than that to place anyone in front of their all-out effort now to smash, crush, destroy, manipulate, bribe, win complete control over the world. That is the game they're playing. But anyway, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee that kicks off early in June, there'll be a thousand boat flotilla going up the River Thames. And in July and August, there is a lot going on over in London subsequent to this. There is the Olympics that will be probably the largest Olympics ever with the way it has been promoted. And the thing is, you see, here's what it is. There's something that is right in front of us for those of us that do get alerts, but as well as those that do read and study and view things correctly and carefully. But you know, everyone by now has read about how a short time after Adolf Hitler came to power in 1933, he used the Nazification of sport and the Nazi Olympics for 2 weeks in August 1936 with its elaborate public spectacles and rallies. The choreographed pageantry and vibrant imagery and warm German hospitality to deceive everyone immediately prior to implementing his ruthless dictatorship and reign of deadly terror culminating in war. All right, now, here's the complication. The same thing is now happening right now, but this time its epicenter is not Berlin but London. This time it's much more devious with the monarch, still German, while claiming to be British. The whole event is prophesied in the book of Revelation in the KJV Bible, particularly chapter 18. I encourage everyone to read Revelations chapter 17 and 18 for details about what God had to say in advance of what would happen as time went along. Anyway, chapter 13 in the book of Revelation tells us about a giant Gentile beast numbered with 666 with the mouth of a lion that rises up and powered by a red dragon that causes everybody on earth to be marked in the right hand or in their forehead for all buying and selling. Of course, not only does the red dragon just happened to be the symbol of the Prince of Wales and City of London Corporation, it will actually be featured on a large pyrotechnic barge accompanying the Queen during the pageant up the River Thames as a mechanical flame-spitting dragon. Talk about mocking God and His word, ladies and gentlemen. In prophesying about the Queen and her family in Revelation chapter 18 in A.D. 96 on the island of Patmos, John says this, how much she hath glorified herself. While leading the 7.5-mile-long flotilla of boats up the River Thames on Sunday, 3 June 2012, will be a royal rowing barge decked with gold leaf carrying members of the royal family headed by Prince Charles, actually called Gloriana. Revelation 18, verse 16 says, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. The Thames Diamond Jubilee pageant will be a 1,000-plus vessel-long parade of boats representing the history of Britain's control of the world largely through maritime trade and law. There will actually be a vessel carrying the masters of each of the Guildhall 12 great companies that rule the world through the City of London Corporation in the parade. I'll be back after the break.
And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out on?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's all right. I know it's right. And the songbirds are singing like they know the score. And I'll love you, I'll love you like never before.
Now back to Restoring Christian America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Anybody that emails me and requests a copy of this email to forward to them, I'll sure get it to them, because this is what you can do about this. What every one of you can do about this is you can alert others and warn them to not attend this mockery of anything that is decent here. Now that now that the Windsor crime family is totally apostate and went totally anti-American and anti-Christian. But anyway, to continue, now listen carefully. Over the years, numerous quite well-meaning authors have erroneously claimed Revelation 18 refers to the Vatican. It does not. It is referring to the current Queen and the City of London Corporation. John continued, for in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. Revelation 18, verse 17. Hence, the Diamond Jubilee River Thames Spectacular next month. As I say, these spectacular Diamond Jubilee celebrations will carry on to the launch of the 2012 Olympics in London beginning on 27th July 2012. Now, may I remind you all, we often criticize the German nation for being so easily seduced by Hitler under his reign of terror, in spite of the fact, even right from the beginning, he was openly surrounded all the time by his secret police and military goons dressed in full operational uniform, which should have given everybody a red flag. But have you given any thought to the amazing fact that already the British government has announced that there will be over 10,000 police officers and 13,500 members of the armed forces attending to the security of the Olympics in London with Eurofighter jets, Lynx helicopters, and Starstreak surface-to-air missiles sited at strategic location? I mean, come on, what are they expecting? Another inside job, 911 type event? Now, I have read a news article in the Daily Mail that comes out of London about 2 weeks ago, I can't find it right this minute, about the 13,500 members of the armed forces. We are paying for them. Those people are going over there from the United States of America here. So that's up to us to complain about that and say we do not want our money to be spent to build some kind of a new Gestapo system for the British Queen or her son or anyone else. So there you have it. That's the end of this very important message. And once again, if you look just into recent history in the last century of how Hitler did it, you know, the brown shirts and the SA and then the black shirts, the SS, that followed on the heels of those, after the people were acclimated to seeing Adolf Hitler with all kinds of people around him, with all kinds of guns and clubs on, in order to restore order, right? Wasn't that what was presented to the public? There would be prosperity again until Germany was literally laying in ruins. And so the same thing is repeating itself here, and this warning is in time. But turn your back on the Olympics. If you do go to attend this parade, turn your back on the flotilla. Face the opposite direction. Face away from this madness. Thanks for listening today, ladies and gentlemen. God bless each and every one of you. See you next week. And fairy tales. All she ever thinks about is riding with the wind.